Lady Bulldogs have Trenton High School on the wrestling mat. They're going to head to the, just as the guys do, the Battle on the Katy Trail down in Sedalia. That is coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And there's a Trenton Triangular coming up on Monday of next week. I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about that other than just it popped up on my schedule here. So find out about that here with the head coach of the Lady Bulldogs and Trey Shields. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
I did see the girls kind of, you know, warming up and kind of ready to go and wrestle last Thursday with Hamilton, South Harrison, and Gallatin here. I don't know if I saw one girls match actually with one of the girls. Did everything end up in forfeit that night or no?
So we had one match towards the end of the duel against Hamilton, Sahara Myers, and they actually moved the mat it was on. So
okay.
If you were looking for Trenton, we were on a different mat than the Trenton boys actually were. But that is the only match that we had all night.
How did Sahara do in that match?
I think she ended up losing, but, I mean, she's still pretty green, first-year wrestler. So we have a lot to work on, but she's doing a lot of things right.
How challenging is it? You know, this is obviously the issue with girls wrestling at many schools, including Trenton right now. When you don't have a lot on the team and you wrestle, somebody else doesn't have a lot on the team, you get a lot of open weights. So the girls are trying to get better, but yet they lack the on-the-mat experience against somebody in a different uniform, which is going to make this weekend, because I'd imagine there are going to be a lot of opportunities to wrestle this weekend. You just kind of mentioned this to me off the air. So many teams down in Sedalia, just the chance to get to wrestle and get better is going to be invaluable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be great. I mean, over the 2 days, we should have close to 10 matches, which is more matches than we've had the entire season so far. So I think it's going to be really good for them. It's really going to help me gauge kind of where we're at, what we really need to focus on, work on.
Coming up Monday, you know, the only thing I'm seeing here on the Trenton Misha schedule is Trenton Triangular number 2. Who is going to be at Trenton High School on Monday, Coach?
So I'm not 100% for sure. This might be a question you ask Charlie, but I think that might have been canceled.
Gotcha. Yeah, 19th, so yeah, whenever I go to the schedule, I go to Misha.org, and so we'll double-check that with Charlie in the interview coming up here. With the girls, and yeah, as I said, they just haven't had a lot of on-the-mat competitions yet, but where do you feel like the girls are making progress? Where are you kind of getting your encouragement from your group right now, Coach?
So, I mean, they're all young wrestlers. Avery's a sophomore. Matea and Sahara are both freshmen. So they're really eager to learn, and they really want to do good. They're not, you know, sometimes by the time you're in high school, a lot of wrestlers can be burnt out, and we're not there yet. So we have good practices. They have a ton of questions, a ton of good questions. So I think that helps us out a lot, just their eagerness and wanting to do good.
So it sounds like, you know, you mentioned the age of the girls that you have on the squad this year. They're all 9th and 10th graders. It sounds like that, for whatever reason, there's just not a lot of interest in the upperclassmen to go out for wrestling. Do you get the sense, Coach, that whether it's, you know, 9th and 10th graders coming out next year as, you know, 10th and 11th graders, or, you know, in those 7th and 8th grades, do you get the sense that having just a couple of these wrestlers in the younger grades, is it kind of sparking some interest in those, you know, 7th through 10th grade classes right now?
I'm hoping so. I mean, I would love for our girls right now to have success, and then that would kind of put a spotlight on the girls' wrestling team, and hopefully we could get a couple of girls that are like, well, you know what, Avery did it when she was a freshman and sophomore. I might try it my senior year, just see how it goes. And then they do it, and then maybe said person's little sister decides to go out, and then so on. And I'd love to have a team of, you know, 10 plus girls.
Yeah.
And I think the girls that we have right now are really, really helping us out. And them being freshmen and sophomores, I'll have them for a couple more years.
Well, and I think Trent, you know, I've talked about this with Charlie on the guys' side, but I know there's a handful of girls every year, too. Having the Trenton kids wrestling program is really invaluable to getting interest at a young age from the girls, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I think it's great. I mean, after high school practice, they'll come in and you can see a bunch of, you know, young girls and boys running around. And, I mean, I just hope they stick with it long enough to get up to me and we can actually build a program.
You know, so Avery is your most experienced wrestler on the team. Obviously, the other two just kind of, you know, green and learning the sport on the fly here this winter. With Avery, Coach, when you look at her potential, where's her ceiling as you kind of look at February? How good do you feel like Avery can be by the end of her sophomore year?
Well, our goal by the end of this year is to make the state tournament, and I truly believe that she should probably medal at the state tournament. But, you know, we're going to have to get a little bit better. We're going to have to game plan some more, her and I both, and we're going to have to beat some tough opponents. But I think the state tournament should be a for-sure thing, and then state medal is something that we're really hoping for.
So I'd imagine, too, because I'm looking at the January events here, that Avery – at least challenging, if not winning, a Grand River Conference championship in her weight class is something that she really wants to accomplish, too.
Oh, yeah. I think that is a for-sure thing that we're going to try and do, and I think she could pretty easily do that.
As you look at this weekend, Coach, just in a real broad sense, by the time you get on the bus and you head home on Saturday night, what would you like to see the girls accomplish? What are the goals that you're going to talk about trying to achieve down in Sedalia?
So we still need a couple of girls to pick up their first win. You know, my two first-year wrestlers that are freshmen. I would love for them to get a small taste of success and win a couple matches and really, you know, get to experience that. And I'd love for Avery to come out of this tournament with a medal. I think they medaled top six. And if you can get top six at Katy Trail, you're probably pretty close to top six in the state.
I think we were talking about this off the air. If I'm not mistaken, there's like, you know, what was it, like 40 schools that are going to be at this event this weekend? Am I correct with that number?
No, I think it's 40 plus, actually. And I mean, yeah, you're right on.
So, you know, when we describe that as you go down to Mid-Missouri, it's not Mizzou Arena, but it is Sedalia, you know, to be a big facility. It is like a little mini state tournament to experience for the girls, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. By the end of it, I mean, coaches and wrestlers both, it feels like you're leaving a two-day state tournament. I mean, everyone's exhausted. It's a ton of wrestling and a ton of good competition.
Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll let you go. Safe travels down to Sedalia this weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate you, Tom. Thank you.